Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. I am your host, Gary Seegers. You can follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. And Happy New Year's. That's right. We have a New Year's Eve show. I am riding solo. Chris still a little under the weather, so he is not able to do this. I spoke with him earlier. You guys be thinking about him because, whew, boy howdy, he is going through it right now. Hopefully, he gets to have a good New Year's and all that good stuff. Plenty of football on. So today, I will be going through my Super Contest picks. Had multiple people reach out that I haven't done those this week. I have been pretty good on hitting those so far this week. I did not get a chance earlier, not this week, excuse me, this season. I've done pretty good on my Super Contest picks this season. So I will give those out at the end of the show. But also, we have six more bowl games to discuss. We're not going to waste a lot of time today. We're going to go through a quick show. It's New Year's Eve. I'm not sure if you guys even care that we're talking about this stuff, but I am going to talk about it. So let me go ahead and start off with this. Go to winningcureseverything.com. That is the website. It's got everything you need to know about us, including all of our different shows, all the podcasts, etc. So go ahead and check it out, winningcureseverything.com. The show is brought to you by BetUS. It is America's premier online sports book. You can find them over at betus.com. They are where the game begins. Tons of incredible deals this time of year, etc. The bonuses and whatnot. Make sure that you are signed up over at betus.com. Along with that, I do the BetUS College Football Show. I host it along with Parker Fleming and Kyle Hunter. We have talked about all the different bowl games, etc. We will have a ton of offseason content, etc. over there. So make sure that you are signed up over at the BetUS College Football Show. The link is in the description. It is a YouTube show and a podcast. So take advantage. Go ahead and knock that bad boy out. The games that I am about to discuss, we have already talked about over there much more in-depth than I am going to talk about here. But I will at least give you my pick for the game, my lean, the way that I'm going. These are not my official plays, my official bets. You want those, you got to go over to the BetUS show. So with that said, let's go ahead and dive into the first game, the Outback Bowl, 12 p.m. Eastern time on New Year's Day. And that would be Penn State against Arkansas. I think the motivational factor is in favor of Arkansas here. Arkansas favored by 2.5. I will go ahead and let's go on and do the bowl gifts here. It's at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Tons of opt-outs for Penn State, etc. Arkansas has some pretty big ones as well. $150 Amazon gift card, a Fossil watch, a Justin's ring, a $25 Outback Steakhouse gift card. So that'll get you, you know, one, two, Bloomin' Onion, somewhere around there. So not too bad. Not too bad. I appreciate those. And then a hat, which I would imagine would be an Outback Bowl hat. So, you know, not too shabby. This was pretty good. I don't know what a Justin's ring is. I should probably look this up at some point, but very interesting. The Fossil watch is nice. $150 Amazon gift card. I can do damage with that. I could do damage with that. So I can imagine these guys could as well. This one's on ESPN2. Again, Dotson, the wide receiver, out for Penn State. They've got four or five different defenders that have opted out to prep for the NFL. Arkansas, Treylon Burks, the wide receiver, big play wide receiver. I imagine Kendall Briles, the offensive coordinator, is going to run the ball quite a bit in this game. You know he loves to get his athletes out in space, etc. Arkansas's got a tight end that could end up being a mismatch for Penn State without some of their big-time linebackers, Brooks and whatnot. So I'm going to lean Arkansas here, but we have kind of no idea which direction to go in this game. I mean, if you really bet this, you must have way more knowledge than I do, way more information than I do. But I would ride Arkansas -2.5 on a bowl pick sheet. But I am not going to bet it officially. You want my official plays, you got to go over to the BetUS College Football Show. So, with that said, that is going to get us over to the Fiesta Bowl. Oklahoma State taking on Notre Dame. This is at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see. I've got the bowl gifts here, so let's go ahead and do that. Notre Dame is favored by 2 in this game. Interesting. The bowl gift is a PlayStation 5 console and a to-be-determined game. And that's it. I kind of expected more, but the fact that it is the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, maybe I should not have expected more. But that is a pretty big value there. A PlayStation 5, those things are expensive. Expensive. I just got an Oculus, and that thing is awesome. Like, I like the Oculus. It's different from the PlayStation, but I do like that. I do like that. I will have to get a PlayStation 5 for the new NCAA football game coming out. But either way, Oklahoma State, we still don't know if the running back Jaylen Warren is going to play. Spencer Sanders, the backup running back, by the way, Jackson, he has transferred or is transferring, so he's not going to play in this game. So Oklahoma State down some key offensive guys. That's certainly going to hurt them because they were already at a disadvantage on offense anyway. Notre Dame, you know, Kyle Hamilton out for this game, but he's been out for multiple weeks. This is still a top 10 secondary in college football, even without Kyle Hamilton in there. So that's certainly big. Marcus Freeman's debut game, there is something to be said for all the momentum in the world in this game with Notre Dame. They are hyped up for this. They are ready for this. Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator, sticking around for Oklahoma State. And, of course, we talked about this on the BetUS show, a little bit of gamesmanship here going on. Jim Knowles not starting at Ohio State just yet, sticking around to game plan against Notre Dame. And who is his first opponent when he gets to Ohio State at the beginning of next season? That would be Notre Dame, of course. So you get the game plan for him twice in a row. I like it. I like it. Good idea for Jim Knowles there. Neither one of these offenses is great. Both of these defenses are. I think the Oklahoma State defense is significantly better. But we have seen this multiple times this season. And we saw it certainly in the Big 12 title game. The Oklahoma State turnovers are a problem. I'm going to side with Notre Dame to cover the 2 here. Now, this is not an official play because I don't know that I can count on turnovers from Spencer Sanders and bunch. Mike Gundy, I'm sure, will have some kind of a game plan drawn up. But this one's going to be interesting to watch. Very, very interesting. I'm excited that it's in this window. We've got, you know, 3 games in that window right there, 12 p.m., 1 p.m., that I'm going to have on all 3 of the TVs that you see behind me right here. So definitely excited about that. Let's move on to the Citrus Bowl, and that would be Iowa against Kentucky. And Kentucky is favored by 3 as it sits right now. Let's go through the gifts here. The Citrus Bowl is giving a, whew, gracious, $400 Amazon gift card. I just said I could do damage with $150. I could certainly get in trouble with $400 from Amazon. A Fossil watch, an OGO backpack, and a commemorative football. That's not bad. Like, I could get down with that. So I like these that actually list it out as opposed to just, you know, bowl gift. Not a fan of the gift suite. That's it. The gift suite. Not a fan of the gift suite. But either way, so the Citrus Bowl here, I got notes on this. Here we go. Turnover margin. Iowa number 2, Kentucky number 127. Penalty yards, Iowa number 7, Kentucky number 24. And yet the Iowa offense is so incredibly putrid. Number 122 since week 7 in offensive PPA per drive. And Kentucky's defense, while it hasn't been great this season compared to the standards that they have set under Mark Stoops, they've still been pretty good. Number 65 in defensive PPA per drive. Kentucky's biggest weakness on defense, they are number 108 in defensive pass success rate, But Iowa's number 117 in that metric on offense. I don't know how Iowa scores unless Kentucky gives them the ball. And I don't think Kentucky's going to do that a lot here. I expect a healthy dose of Rodriguez, the running back, along with other guys, because they've got a whole stable of running backs. I think that Kentucky will be content with just running the football because I think they can do that on Iowa. Kentucky should be able to push them around. I feel pretty strong about it. It's not an official play for me. Again, you want my official plays, you got to head over to the BetUS College Football Show. But I do like Kentucky to cover the 3 for my bowl pick'em sheet. It's a very fun game. Mark Stoops got a little bit of history, of course, with Iowa. You guys know what I'm talking about. So I am excited for this one. This looks like it could be a fun matchup, and we could have some crazy stuff happen. Spencer Petras is back. Tyler Goodson, the running back, is not going to play, etc. But I do like Kentucky to cover the 3 in that game. Moving on to the Rose Bowl, and we have got Ohio State against Utah. This is 5 p.m. Eastern time, of course, on New Year's Day. Utah currently a 4.5-point underdog. Let's talk about the bowl gifts here. We've got the gift suite. I mean, what are we doing? I hate that so much. The Fossil Watch, an OGO backpack, a New Era 950 snapback hat. Not bad. So, okay, I will roll with this. I'd hate the gift suites, but alas, it is what it is. Ohio State, ton of guys opting out on this one. They have got, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Nicholas Petit-Frere, Haskell Garrett, etc. And they still have a whole stable of wide receivers and 5-stars and etc. that will take over for these guys. My question is, exactly how fired up has Ohio State been for this game? I think Utah really wants this game. Really, really wants this game. This is the worst bowl matchup that Ohio State could possibly have. Ohio State can't stop the run. They are, number 124 in defensive rushing success rate allowed. They are number 84 in defensive PPA per rush. That's predicted points added per rush. They have not looked good at all. And Utah's offense has absolutely been clicking with Cam Rising pretty much since they put him in. I mean, they have been really, really good. I think that this game means more for Utah, which is goofy, and I know that people are going to get mad about it, but I'm not saying that Ohio State doesn't care. I'm saying that Utah cares more about this. This is not a playoff game for Ohio State, and they are playoff or bust. So I am riding with Utah. You can go over to BetUS and check out the official pick over there, Utah plus 4.5. I like it. The BetUS College Football Show, you need to go and check that out for sure. But I like Cam Rising. I think he'll be able to have some success. That running back room for Utah and Kyle Whittingham and that bunch, which, by the way, is Whittingham going to retire after this game? I mean, he's mid-60s, roundabout, or early 60s, I guess. But, we just saw Bronco Mendenhall do it, so who knows? Who knows? But I do like Utah to cover 4.5 there. I've already bet him at 7. I will bet them at 4.5 again. I've already hit the money line. Like, I'm all in on Utah, and it will, who knows? It might cost me. It might really cost me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Moving on from there, we've got the Sugar Bowl, and we've got Baylor taking on Ole Miss. Now, Lane Kiffin against Dave Aranda, this is a fun matchup. Ole Miss favored by 1.5. The problem that I have with Baylor currently is Jerry Bohannon is going to start, and he's still dealing with an injury. And now Blake Shapen, the backup quarterback, is also dealing with an injury. If you need those quarterbacks to be able to run your offense so that you can score on Ole Miss. I understand if you look at the numbers for Ole Miss, they are, let's see. Ole Miss defense, number 105 PPA per rush. That's not good. They are number 104 defensive rushing success rate allowed. Baylor is going to be able to run the football, but if Ole Miss were to put nine guys in the box, you're going to have somebody throw the football a little bit to get them to ease out of there. So I'm curious what the injuries at quarterback for Baylor are going to mean in this game. That is certainly not a good spot. Along with that, Ole Miss may be able to find some explosive running plays against that Baylor defense. While they are like number 11 in stuff rate, they are number 117 in defensive rushing explosiveness allowed. That's crazy. Like, you can get big-time rushes on them. And Matt Corral and Jerrion Ealy and Snoop Connor, et cetera, those guys will be able to find something. So I am going to ride with Ole Miss because they've got the healthy quarterback. Matt Corral is excited about playing this game. Ole Miss fans always get fired up for the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans. So did we even talk about the bowl gifts? Nope, we did not. The gift suite. Here we go. This is at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. The gift suite, a fossil watch, a New Era hat, and a hooded t-shirt. Boy, that gift suite better be nice. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the hat and the watch and, you know, a hoodie. But that gift suite better be something serious. You know, if you got a PlayStation 5 coming from the Fiesta Bowl and a $400 Amazon gift card from the Citrus Bowl, I mean, you better hook these boys up, Sugar Bowl. What are y'all doing? I do like Ole Miss, though, -1.5. Would not surprise me to see Baylor win, obviously, a close spread like that. Dave Aranda with, you know, weeks, a month to prepare defensively for a Lane Kiffin offense, that could be very interesting. But I do trust Matt Corral more than I trust a banged-up Bohannon. So that's the way that one goes. I will roll Ole Miss -1.5. Along with that, we've got one more game to discuss, one more bowl game. The Texas Bowl on Tuesday, January 4th. This is a 9 p.m. Eastern Time game. We've got LSU taking on Kansas State. Kansas State opened as a 2.5-point dog. They are now a 3.5-point favorite. And again, if you want my official plays on these are just, you know, my bowl pick'em sheet picks, what I'm doing with ESPN and et cetera. But yes, go ahead and check out BetUS. These are much more in-depth over there. LSU is in such a weird predicament with this game. I don't even know what to say with it. The game is in Houston. It's at NRG Stadium. Normally, LSU would be a great bet for something like this. In an underdog role against a team that is not great, but with everything surrounding LSU right now, a change in their coaching staff, who knows who's going to play quarterback. If Nussmeier plays, he burns a red shirt, so they certainly don't want to do that. Let's talk about the gifts here for this game. The Texas Bowl at Energy Stadium in Houston, they are giving away a gift suite to every player, a Nike backpack, a Nike hat and drawstring bag, a belt buckle, a cowboy hat, and a bandana. It's very fitting for the Texas Bowl, wouldn't you say? Max Johnson has transferred for LSU. They're going to have a walk-on or a converted wide receiver playing quarterback in this game, I do believe. Along with that, Kansas State fired their offense coordinator, Courtney Messingham. The interim OC, Colin Klein, will be calling plays. It looks like Skylar Thompson is going to be the quarterback. This looks like a Kansas State win to me. 3.5 might be a few too many points, but I will lay it with Kansas State. LSU, I got no idea. No idea. If anybody would actually bet this game, I mean, you might be crazy, because who knows what to expect from LSU, who's actually going to play. They got several guys that are opting out, etc. I will tell you this metric that I did not bring up. I should have. LSU is top 25 in all defensive rushing metrics, except they are number 115 in rushing explosiveness allowed. Kansas State with Deuce Vaughn, number 37 in rushing offensive explosiveness. that could be a mismatch, right? Certainly a mismatch. Deuce is awesome. So I do like Kansas State minus 3.5. The value has certainly gone from that one to go from plus 2.5 to minus 3.5. But I do like Kansas State. So, all right, let's dive into these NFL Super Contest picks right quick. I had multiple people asking for them. I'm not going to go through a bunch of NFL previews and whatnot, but this week I will give you the Super Contest picks. I have got... You know what? I did not write down my actual record, and I have to update it. I've been out of town for Christmas. So you will have to excuse me. My numbers and whatnot on the site are a little jacked up. But I believe we are in NFL Week 17. And these are my Super Contest picks for the week. I like the Texans to cover 13 against the 49ers. I know that we just had the issue with Jimmy G's hand, etc., and the Texans have been playing really, really well. If you look at their year-long stats, this line makes sense. If you look at what they've done most recently, the Texans have been playing significantly better. And in the 49ers, while playing better, they are now dealing with some injury issues. We'll see what that means going forward. So I do like the Texans to cover 13. I don't know that they can win on the road at the 49ers, but I do like them to cover. The Eagles covering 3 against the Washington football team. Washington can go one of two ways here. They got smashed on Sunday Night Football by the Cowboys last week, 56-14. It was never in doubt. I think it was 42-7 at the half. They can bounce back and be fired up and mad, etc. Or this could just be what Washington is right now, dealing with a lot of things internally and injury-wise. And the Eagles have found some things with Jalen Hurts. I mean, they have got weapons, it seems, all over the field. They've actually got guys healthy right now. I like the Eagles to cover the 3 on the road at Washington. The Dolphins. I will take the Dolphins plus 3.5 against the Titans. Just seems like too many points. You know, it would not surprise me if either one of these teams won this game, but it would surprise me if either one won it by more than a field goal. The Dolphins have won and covered, I believe, in 7 straight. There was one that they're 6-1 against the spread in their last 7. But they have won 7 straight games, and now they go on the road against the Titans, who have not looked great as of late. So, you know, I don't feel good about the Titans. Would it surprise me if they won this game? No. Would it surprise me if they won by more than about a field goal? Yeah, that would surprise me. So the hook here is what I really like, but I think the Dolphins can win in Nashville. On the other side, this is a line that looked really weird to me. And it's the Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys. I like the Cowboys to cover the 5.5 here. Yes, it was skewed a little bit by the Washington football team last week, and the Cowboys just absolutely ran all over them and did whatever they wanted to in that game. But the Cowboys should not be favored by 5.5 over the Cardinals, and it makes me think there's something going on with the Cardinals that I don't know yet. And I know that that's a weird reason to bet, but I like the Cowboys to cover, you know, less than a touchdown here. I think they're going to win this game at home. This has all kind of playoff implications all over it. So I will take the Cowboys minus 5.5 here. And finally, my last bet for the Super Contest for my NFL best bets for Week 17, the Rams minus 3.5 at the Ravens. Again, another line that looks a little bit crazy. But if you look at the numbers, my line on this was actually the Rams minus 5. I got 1.5 worth of value here. I think this line is actually going to get a little bit smaller as we get closer. But Lamar Jackson's still dealing with some injuries and stuff. The Ravens just got smashed by the Bengals again. I just don't think this Ravens team is very good. Now, of course, the Rams going on the road for a noon game, etc. Like, we get it, West Coast to East Coast, all that kind of stuff. It's already baked into the number. But I still think the Rams should be able to win this game and cover. Even something as small as 21-17 gets me a cover here. So I do like the Rams minus 3.5. So let's I'll give you a quick recap again. Texans plus 13, Eagles minus 3, Dolphins plus 3.5, Cowboys minus 5.5, and Rams minus 3.5. So I've got... 3 favorites, 2 underdogs, not too shabby. All right, that is going to wrap things up for today. I can't tell you enough how much I've appreciated you this year. Chris has as well. The site has grown. The YouTube channel has grown. The podcast, everything. Everything that we do has grown significantly this year. It is thanks to you guys that are actually, you know, paying attention. We thank you for giving us a platform to actually talk about this stuff that that we enjoy. This is a lot of fun for us. So do us a favor again. Go to winningcureseverything.com. If you haven't already, go ahead and like this video if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch or Twitter, whatever, and subscribe. Definitely subscribe and jump in the comments. We would love to hear from you, most certainly. You can always reach out to us on Twitter. Of course, if you listen to the end of the show, you know exactly how to do that, etc. Or if you're watching on the screen, you can do that as well. But go to winningcureseverything.com. Head over and support our sponsor, BetUS. They are where the game begins. BetUS.com is the website. Awesome, awesome bonuses and whatnot right now. So go ahead and get signed up. And do me a favor and check me out on the BetUS College Football Show. There's a link in the description for that. You can also download the podcast as well. Leave a nice 5-star review for the BetUS Football Show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. But yes, that's the way that you can find more about us and you can reach out to us, etc. We love hearing from you guys. We hope that you all have safe and happy New Year's, and we are looking forward to a fun, exciting 2022 with all of you. So be careful, you know, don't drink and drive, all that kind of stuff. If you're like me, you're getting a little bit older, you're going to sit at home with the wife and the toddler, maybe invite some friends over for some games and watch football. That's about it. I'm going to be watching Georgia and Michigan and maybe playing some card games. We might play a little poker. We'll see. But either way, we appreciate you guys. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And hopefully, all of you tickets cash this week. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.